Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Chaf Dalet. We are holding on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, two lines from the end of the page at E Bayulahu. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Li'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom. It's also sponsored by Richard Lipchinsky as his chus for his mother's neshama, Miriam Basravi Cheskel, whose yard site is Shabbos Chafei Marcheshvan, and for Refuah Shleima from Menachem Mendel Ben Devor Aleya. It's also sponsored by Chavi Khan and Hashi Kaufman, Li'ili Nishmas, Li'ili Neshama of Chavi's father, Rabbi Solomon Khan, whose yard site is Shabbos the 25th of Cheshvan, and for Refuah of their mothers, Ada Bas Tzila and Chaya Gittel Bas Zlata Sima, Neshav Refuah Shleima B'soch Shar Chalei Yisrael. It's also sponsored by Jeremy Lustman in commemoration of the 20th yard site of his grandfather, Morris Cantor, Moshe Leib Ben Chaim, the Neshama Shav Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding again at two lines from the bottom of the page on Chav Gimel and Beis at E Bayiluhu, and the Gemara is going to deal with the issue of whether there is a machlokas about a neder to encourage someone to accept an invitation, meaning Nidrei Zruzin, where the focus is, where your goal is to encourage someone to accept an invitation. Our Mishnah had the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that is only a neder lezariz es chaveru and is therefore not a real neder. Do the Chachamim disagree with that? So the entire Amud Aleph is going to work on that issue, on whether anybody argues with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And we're going to have four rayas that the Chachamim, in fact, disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And then right before the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to paskin in that machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And then the Mishnah is going to switch from Nidrei Zeruzin to a new discussion of Nidrei Havai. We had in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek four different nedarim that are automatically mutter. So the first one was Nidrei Zruzin, and that's why all this discussion has been about Nidrei Zruzin. The second one was Nidrei Havai, nedarim that are said in what seem like very exaggerated terms. So that also is automatically mutter. The Gemara is going to talk about whether there's a difference between Nidrei Havai and Shavuos Havai. Why it is that we might be more machmir with Shavuos Havai and say that exaggerated terminology used in a Shavua will in fact be binding, and the Gemara is going to have three explanations of what exactly Shavuos Havai would look like, what one would say that would qualify as a Shavuos Havai. There happens to be an entirely alternate girsa of the Gemara from right after the Mishnah on Amud Beis until the end of the page that the Ran has over here. We'll see if we have time to go into the girsa of the Ran as well. So let's begin two lines from the bottom of the page on Chav Gimel and Beis. So we had said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that if you invite someone to eat at your house and you take a neder against him, the neder is not chal because you're only trying to encourage him to eat at your house. You're not really intending to take a neder against him. So you buy luhu, pligi rabbanan leid Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov alo. Do the rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and hold that if you're madir someone, if he doesn't come to eat at your house, that the neder is chal, that it's not just like Nidrei Zruzin. Real Nidrei Zruzin are when you're negotiating a price, but when you're inviting someone to eat at your house and it's not about a matter of mekach u'memkar, it's not a matter of negotiating a price, that doesn't qualify as Nidrei Zruzin, that might be real Nidarim alone. Or maybe they don't disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, they hold that this is an example of Nidrei Zruzin that are not Chal as well. Vimtim Tzalom or Pligi, and if you're going to say the Chum disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Hilchasa Kavasei Olo. Do we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that the Neder is not Chal, or do we pass like the Chachamim, assuming that they in fact disagree that the neder is chal? So it's a double question. Number one, is there a machlokas? Number two, if there is a machlokas, how would we paskin in that machlokas? Now the second question doesn't seem like such a strong question because we have klalim about this. The Gemara in Ervin says that Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is kav v'naki. So kav v'naki means that l'chora means that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't speak all that often in Shas, but when he does, we always paskin like him. So we have a cloud that you're supposed to paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So how come the Gemara never asks, does Beis Shammai disagree with Beis Hillel? And if they do, who do we paskin like? No, if the Beis Shammai disagree with Beis Hillel, we know who we paskin like. We paskin like the Beis Hillel. So Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kavanaki, of course we know who we paskin like. So Tosus writes that Afal Pikein, there are certain places that we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, meaning it's not an ironclad rule. And since there are there are certain cases that are the exception to the rule, it's important to ask whether this is one of the exceptions to the rule. The Rush suggests that it could be that that generally we paskin like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, but in this particular instance, the logic of the Chachamim seems much more compelling, and therefore one might have as a guess that perhaps this is an exception, but that's an indication that this would be an exception. So there's reason to believe that this would be an exception to the rule. The Rush in the fourth paragraph of Masechet Seirav quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, though, that the whole kasha is not a kasha, because we're misunderstanding what kav v'naki means. The Rabbeinu Chananel writes, kav is a gematria. It means 102, that there are 102 places that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is quoted in Shas that we paskin like him, and that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So that explains why there are places that we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because there are only 102 places that we do. So Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is kav v'naki, that in kav places, in kuf based places, that's where it's naki. That's where we're going to paskin like him. So anyway, so the shaila we spend the majority of the daf on is whether there's even a machlokas in the first place, whether the chachamim hold that it's even called nidrei zuzin when you take a neder to encourage someone to accept your invitation. So Tashima says, well, let's try to bring a raya from a Mishnah. The Tanan Mishnah says, "Ha'omer lechaveru." Someone says to somebody else, "Konim she'eini nene lecha." That which I will be nene from you should be aser to me like a korban. Imiatanota lebincha kor shel chitin u'shtei chavir shel yayin. If you don't take for your son, if you don't take from me a lot of really good stuff for your son, I want you to take a kor of wheat and two barrels of wine. See, even if the Tanai is mekayim and he doesn't take the kor shel chitin u'shtei chavir, meaning that's the tonight. If you don't take, then the neder is going to be chal. So l'chora, the neder should be chal. If the fellow does not take, he fulfills the tonight. You don't need to do a sheilas chacham to be matter this neder. There is no neder. Because the guy could say to him, "Kluma marta el b'shvil kvodi." Why is it that you took this neder? You wanted to be mechabid me with this matana. You wanted me to receive kavod from other people, that they're going to see that that I'm so chashuv to you that you're trying to shower me with these gifts. But let me tell you something. Zehu kvodi. It's a greater kavod for me not to receive these gifts. The Ran explains that if people see that you want to give me a matana and that I turn it down, that's a greater kavod for me, that I'm not even interested in your matana. So don't worry, you fulfilled your intention even more than you tried to. The Rush suggests that it's a greater kavod when people see that I'm a soni matanos in general. It's not about that you wanted to give me matanos that I refuse. That people see the kind of person that I am, that I'm a soni matanos, that I'm a very independent person, that I'm not interested in being showered with gifts, that alone is going to bring me greater kavod. The Rambam in the 8th paragraph of the Sanhedrin explains that the kavod is just in the very fact that you took a neder for my purpose, for my sake. The fact that you're willing to take a neder in order to try to shower me with gifts, that itself is the kavod. Now, the reason that the neder is mutter is by him saying zeu kvodi. The Rishonim explains because since the ikur kavana of the neder was in order to be mechabit him, and he's receiving the kavod, it's as if the tanai was fulfilled. Meaning, he's saying, "I'm taking a neder al tanai that you don't take these gifts." And the guy doesn't take them. So you would think, okay, so now there's a neder. No, but since the whole purpose of taking the gifts was to show him kavod, it's ki'ilu he said, "I'm taking a neder al tanai that I don't show you kavod." And then he did show him kavod, so there's no neder because he showed him kavod. It's not really about the giving of the gifts or the not giving of the gifts. It's about showing him kavod. That's how the Rashba, the Rambam, the Meiri, that's how all the Rishonim explain. However, the Rush explains that the neder is mutter like any other neder that's nitar al yidei pesach, that it's considered that it was a neder betaus, meaning it's not that it's an automatic heter to the neder. Meaning it's not that it's considered a lack of fulfillment of the tanai that triggers the neder, But no, it's that there was a Pesach to the neder. And the Pesach is, had you known that he's going to be more mischabed by not receiving the matana, you never would have taken the neder. So that's a Pesach that is so muchach that you don't even need to go to a chacham. Meaning the Chiddush of the Rosh is, if you can say that this, the mechanics of this is that it works through Pesach, well then why don't you have to go to a chacham to make the Pesach work? A Pesach doesn't happen by itself. You got to go to a chacham to make a Pesach work. So the Rosh says, yeah, but if the Pesach is so obvious, then you don't even need to go to a chacham. Then it's an automatic Pesach. And this would be such a Pesach that it's so obvious. And he says that's more meduyik in the Gemara, because it says Hareze Yachol Lahatir Es Nidro Shelo Al Pi Chacham. What do you mean Lahatir Es Nidro? According to the way the Rov Rishonim understand, there's no neder. The tenai of the neder never triggered the neder. The neder was never chal. You don't have any neder to be matir. But when you say Lahatir Es Nidro Shelo Al Pi Chacham, that implies that there is a neder, and you just don't need a chacham to be matir the neder. That's what it sounds like in the Shittim Gubetzas as well. You don't need the Shittim Gubetzas writes the name of the Shita, that you don't need a she'ela because it's Varm Shebelev HaMalchichim Kein, that since it's so obvious that he never would have intended this, so that's like an automatic Pesach. So anyway, says the Gemara, what's our raya over here? Time of the Amar Zeh Kvodi. The reason the neder's not chal is because the intended recipient of these items says, this is my kavod that I don't receive these items. Halavachi, but if that wouldn't be the case, if you would not have said Zeh Kvodi, nederu, then the neder would be chal, because it's a kim of the Tanai that he did not receive the matana for his children, and that triggers the neder. Well, money, who is the author of such a Mishnah? Irav Lazman Yaakov, if we're following the sheet of Rav Lazman Yaakov, that when someone is inviting his friend and he's madiro with to come in to he's madir him to come and join him in a meal, that's considered nidrei zeruzim. So this should be the same thing. Nidrei zeruzim avi. This is also nidrei zeruzim, and the neder should not be chal. He's only trying to convince him to take the matana for his son. So how come it says in this mishnah that if he doesn't say zehu kvodi, the neder would be chal? Nidrei zeruzim are not chal. Elosh, I mean, plagi rabbanon alei. Ooh, so you have to conclude that the rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Zeman Yaakov, and this mishnah follows the sheet of the rabbanon that nidrei zeruzin that are not chal is only when you're negotiating a price in a mekach u'memkar situation, but when it's encouraging someone to do something that you want, to accept a favor from you, to come in, to a meal that you're inviting him to receive gifts that you're trying to give to him, that's not nidrei zeruzin according to the chachamim. So you see, the Chacham disagreed, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So says Raya number one is not a Raya. The Olam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Really, it could be that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What we mean by that is that there is no one that disagrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov fits into the Mishnah, and therefore the Mishnah is going like everybody because nobody disagrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Moda Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Bahai, in this neder where you aser nichse chavero, if he doesn't take a matana, the nidra havi, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would agree that that's a neder. And the other guys in the chasm become asr to him, and he's not only coming to be mizari, the guy to receive the matana, because we assume what his kavana is, da amar lei lo kalba ana. He's saying, I am not like a dog that you put food in front of and he doesn't give you anything back. He just eats whatever you put in front of him and doesn't give anything in return. Dimis hanina minach, that I don't want that I should get ana from you, velomis hanes minai, and you're not going to get any ana in return from me. And therefore, when he takes a neder that his friends in the chasm should be asr on him, he's saying that if you don't get hana and take this matana from me for your son, so then I don't want to get hana from you, and the neder is going to be chal. But in a situation where it's shaykh to say that the entire function of the neder is only to be mizariz es chaveru, it's only to encourage him, so then maybe ein echinami the chacham disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and would say that that's a nidrei zeruzin and that's not a nidrei zeruzin, whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would hold it is a nidrei zeruzin. So the reason in this case the neder is going to be binding is because it's not a nidrei zeruzin at all. He's just trying to say that I would like our relationship to be a more even relationship. I don't want it to be where one of us gets hana from the other one, and there's nothing done in return. In fact, in the Sefer Orach Meisharim, he writes that that's the reason Chazal were mesakein that an oreach adds a bracha to the balabayis, so that the balabayis will get hana'a from in benching, so that the balabayis will get hana'a from the oreach. So the oreach will not be like a kelev who's receiving and not giving anything in return. That's probably where the practice comes from. I mean, it's also nice that when you're a guest at someone's house, you bring bring a gift. You don't want to be someone who's only on the receiving end of things. You want someone who's going to be giving as well. The Sifrei Musar and Sifrei Machshava talk a lot about how terrible it is not to be Makir Tov to somebody. So the Shem Yishmol explains on the Tikkuni Zohar that those who daven only on their mezonos are like Klav Matzoakim Hav. So how could we daven in Rosh Hashanah Zuchenu L'chaim? So he writes in the name of the Shem Yishmol, writes in the name of the Avnei Nezer, that you see that the teva of a kelev is to take everything for himself and to be nena, not to do anything for anybody else. So someone whose entire goal and kavana in his tefillos is only for himself, chayim zoni, is considered savchin keklavin. It's considered to be crying out like a dog. But our tefillah is zochrenu l'chaim lematncha elokim chayim. We dafka make a point of saying that we want to live, but not for us. We want to live to be marbek v'al shemayim. And when you're living in order to be marbek v'al shemayim, then you're not like a kelev that's saying hav hav. So that's the way that we avoid being like a kelev. Okay, second raya now. The Gemara is again trying to figure out, do the Chum disagree with Rabbi Lozer Ben Yaakov and hold that when you try to take a neder in order to encourage someone to eat at your house, that is not a nidrei zruzin. So Tashima, ha'omer l'chaver konim shata nenesli, without which you will be nena from me, should be ushered to you like a korban. Im iatanosin libni, if you don't accept my gift, but if you don't give my son a gift, of course, so the reverse, he's trying to encourage him to give something. So Rameir says that it's usher to get hanar from him. The nether is going to be chal until he gives the gift. And the chacham say that no, you could be matir this neder without even being shol to a chacham. Because the madir can say to the other guy that even though you didn't give this gift to my son, I'll consider it as if I received this matana, and therefore the neder is not going to be chal because the tanai was not fulfilled. Meaning, because the tanai was if you don't give the matana, but it's keil, I'll view it as if you did give the matana, and therefore you didn't fulfill that tanai of not giving that matana. The Ran quotes a sheet of the Rashba over here that it's dafka if the tanai was a kiyu maisa, that you could say harenu kiyu skabalti, that you will do this thing, then you could say kiyu skabalti, because even if he was mekabel him from him, he could give it right back. So right now, so what, we're not going to make him take it and then give it back. We don't want to go through the process of having him receive it and then give it right back. But says the Rashba, if the neder was al tanai that the person doesn't go l'makom ploni, and then in the end the guy went, you can't say harezu ki'ilu lo halachta, because there is no ki'ilu. The guy went. How can you say it's ki'ilu? Meaning when it's about doing a maisa of giving me something, so we could say ki'ilu, you gave it to me, or I gave it right back. So why should I have to give it right back? So we could have skipped that whole process. But if it's not about doing something, it's about not doing something, and then the person did it, so then you can't undo what was actually done. The Ran quotes that those who are chalik of the Rashba, but that's what the Ran writes. But anyway, what's the raya that we're bringing from this Mishnah? So taima da amar hareni ki ilus kabalti. The reason the neder is not chal is because he said ki ilus kabalti. But halav hachi, but if he would not have said ki ilus kabalti nederu, then the neder apparently is going to be chal because his intention was that the neder should be chal. And we don't say that his intention was only to be mizariz eschavero, that he should give a matana to his child. No, it's not a nidrei zruzin. Apparently, this is a real binding neder. So that money. Who would hold that such a neder is a real binding neder? If it's Rabbi Lozer Ben Yaakov who said that when you want to convince your friend to eat a meal at your house and you therefore take a neder, that's called a nidrei zruzin. So nidrei zruzinavi. This also should be a nidrei zruzin because your intention is only to encourage the guy to give a matana to your son. So why would we say that the neder is chal? Elolav Rabbanan. Upligi. It must be that the author of this Mishnah is the Rabbanan. Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan disagree. The Rabbanan hold this does not qualify as a Nidrei Zuzin, and therefore it is a real binding neder. So says Mar Lo, you cannot bring a raya that the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov from this Mishnah, because the Olam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, really I could tell you that the Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Umoda Rabbi Eliezer Bahai, and in this neder where you aser your nechasim on the other guy, if he doesn't give something to your son, the Nidravi, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is going to be molded. That's a real neder, and it's not just a trying to encourage the guy to give him matana mishum da amarle, because you can tell the guy, love malka ana, I am not a king that just gives and gives and doesn't have to receive anything in return. De mahanina lach, that you're going to continue to get hana from my nechasim va'at lo mahanasli, and you've never done anything in return for me. So that's why we assume that it's serious. He wants it to be a reciprocal relationship, just like he doesn't want to be a dog in the previous case where he's only receiving and not giving. He also doesn't want to be a melech who's only giving and not receiving. It's interesting that that's how we define melech, right? Meaning our view of melech is a person who's completely musur to the kahal. He's a person who's completely always giving to the tzibur. We think of melech as you receive all this kavod and all this, the royalty and the benefits and the perks of royalty. That's what a friend of mine once said. Chassan doma lemelech doesn't mean that a chassan gets all this covered and everyone's talking nice about him. No, chassan doma lemelech means for the first time in his life he's got to think about somebody else before he thinks about himself, because that's what a melech is. A melech is focusing on other people before he focuses on himself. So he said, I'm not a melech, I'm just going to give and give and give. So I want it to be a reciprocal relationship, and therefore it is a serious neder. It's not just a nidrei zuzin. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's try raya number three. Samarle Markashisha Braid of Chistal Ravashi Toshima. We have a Mishnah in a few days from now, Dav Chav Zayin, Nidrei Onsen. When we talk about Nidrei Onsen, so a person invites his friend to come have a meal at his house, and in order to strengthen the invitation, he diru chaveru sheyochel etzlo, and we're assuming that the inviter, that the host is being madir, the guest from his nechasav, if he doesn't come and eat at his house, b'cholahu or cholabino or sheikvo nar, and something happens where the guy is not able to come. So that's nidrei onsen, that it's automatically not a neder. You don't need a heter by chachamim. It's automatically not a neder because clearly you didn't have the onus in mind. You didn't take into account that something might come up where he's not going to be able to come. So the Gemara is medayik halav hachi. But if there was no onus, then nederu. Then apparently that is a neder, even though the entire neder was just to encourage the guy to accept your invitation. Well, money, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov's ruzinavi. That's exactly the case that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says is a nidrei ruzin. If I'm trying to convince you to come eat a meal at my house and I take a neder against you to encourage that, that's where Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says it's a nidrei ruzin. But apparently the Mishnah assumes that it's not a nidrei ruzin, that it's only not going to be a neder if an onus happens that I wouldn't have taken into account. Otherwise it is a binding neder. Elav Rabbanan, please. So it must be that it's assuming that the Rabbanan disagree with Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and that Mishnah is following the Shita of the Rabbanan. So it says Mar Nal, Li'olam Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Really, that Mishnah is following Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Mi Savrit, Da'adre Mizamna Lizamina. We have it backwards. You think that the Mishnah is talking about where the host takes the neder against the guest in order to be Mizarisim, and therefore you'll have such a raya about Nidrei Zruzin? Lo, Dizamina, Adre Lizamna. The nether happened based on the initiation of the nether happened by the guest. How did the conversation go? The Amar Leh, the guest says to the host, I would love to be invited to your house. He's inviting himself over. I would love to be invited to your house for a suuda. Some lay in. So he says, okay, fine, you're invited. So he said, neder zalecha? Would you take a neder to that effect? That if I don't get to eat at your house, that there's going to be a neder, you're not going to get that your nechasim will be also to me by now, or my nechasim on you? And he says, okay, fine, I'll take a neder. You come to the wedding already. What's big? So I'll take neder. And then the neder would have been chal because it was initiated by the guest. So then the only time neder is not going to be chal is if someone gets sick or something happens. But if there was no onus, the neder is chal because you don't need to be mezareis the guest. He wants to eat at the host's house. So that's not Nidrei Zruzin. Nidrei Zruzin is when you're trying to encourage a guest who's refusing to accept your invitation. Over here, the guest asked for the invitation, so that's not a Nidrei Zruzin. So now the Gemara says one final attempt at trying to figure out, do the Chachamim in fact disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Tashma, yes, Ral Kein. That the Brisa says that in addition to that which we said, that if you want your friend to eat at your house and you take a neder against him, that's Nidrei Zruzin Avi, that it's Nidrei Zruzin, I'm Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says a greater chiddush. That which I am nender from you should be usher to me like a carbon. Im iata misarech etzli v'tochalimi paschama v'tishti imi koschamim. If you don't accept my invitation to be a guest and eat warm bread and drink a hot tea or something. The halah hikbid kinegdo, and the invitee did not want to come and accept the invitation. Af elu nidrei zuzin. That's also considered nidrei zuzin. The chamro matir. V'lo hodu l'cham, but the cham disagreed with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. They don't consider that nidrei zuzin because he asked on himself the mechasim of the invitee. His intention was that the neder should be chal, so that he shouldn't be like a dog, that he should be nana from the other guy, and the guy won't be nana from him. And that's why, according to the Rabbanan, it's not nidrei zuzin. So my lo hodu lo chachamim. What do we mean when we say lo hodu lo chachamim? Lav dafilu b'kamaisa. Doesn't that mean that even in the first din that you want, that when he wants to when you want your friend to eat by you and he refuses, and then you take a neder, that even in that case lo hodu lo chachamim? Meaning even in the case of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, defined as the example of nidrei zuzin, even that lo hodu lo chachamim. So shmamina pli rabbanu le shmamina. So you see from there that the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and therefore the Gemara seems to be coming to a clear conclusion to disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So now that we've proven that from the fact that we said that when we say in this last case, which is not a nidrei zuzin case, that lo hodu lo chachamim, so we assume lo hodu lo chachamim is even on the case that we thought everyone agreed was nidrei zuzin, and we proved that not everyone agrees lo hodu lo chachamim, even on the case of encouraging someone to accept your invitation when he didn't want to accept your invitation. So now that we've come to that conclusion that it is a machlokas whether that counts as a nidrei zuzin or not, so Gemara says my haviyala. So how do we paskin? And in fact, two shitos from Rishonim, what my haviyala is asking. Tosus understands that we're just asking that one simple question. My haviyala, how do we paskin halacha l'maaseh? At the end of the day, now that we know that there is a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim, how do we paskin in that machlokas? However, the Ran has an alternate girsa that in between the words Shema Mina and my haviyala, the Gemara says, lo, bibasraisa. The Gemara had rejected the premise that the lo hodu la chachamim is going also on kamaisa, also on the case of inviting the hesitant guest. And we're saying, no, the lo hodu lo is only on basraisa, and therefore I still don't have a raya whether the Chacham disagreed with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And if that's the case, if that's your girsa, then even the fourth raya is not a raya, and we still don't know if the Chacham disagreed with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, then the Gemara's question on my haviyala is, okay, so how do we paskin? Meaning, do we hold that the Chacham disagreed with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? And if we do, how do we paskin? So it's still a double question. The Mayhaviyala would go back to the Gemara's initial question, which is a double question of, number one, do the Chacham disagree? And number two, how do we paskin? So anyway, so Tashma, Dam Rafuna, Halach, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And Rav Adbar Ava also says that we paskin like the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Now it's interesting, this last case that we quoted was a person who took a neder, Konum Shani Nenelach im Iyata Misareach Etzli V'tochalimi Paschama V'tishri Imi Kos Yayin. Magen Avram writes in Orchaim Sim Reish Nundal in the name of the Bach that Paschama is not really so good. And the Machs HaShekel says, Ein Ochlim Pas Roteach. So because it apparently weakens a person, it's not healthy to eat paschama. So the Yalkut HaGershoni is quoted as saying that which it says Tashma Yeso Kenem Elazar ben Yaakov Amlech Verim Kodesh Shani Nelech sounds like it's a good thing for a person to do. So in the Sefer Shmiras HaNefesh, he points out that it's a sakana based on the Gemara in Yuma that seems to suggest that it's a sakana. And the Yerushalmi in Masechta Shabbos says that paschama chamasa betzida. So the commentator says that as soon as you eat paschama, a person like immediately gets sick. So it's a question: when do we? First of all, do we assume that that's accurate? And are there two types of paschama? That over here it sounds like it's such a good thing, and elsewhere we find that it's a bad thing. And Adrabba, we find in Talmud Bavli that it's a good thing also, not just over here, but we find in Masechta Shabbos when the Gemara talks about Malava Malka. So the Gemara says Chamin b'Motzai Shabbos Malugma. So the Marsha explains Tama Davar Sheish L'Chabi the Shabbos B'Sudas Levaya B'Davar Chodesh and Eschami Machar Shabbos Lehanos Menu She'Asur Bo B'Yom. That it's a way of showing kavod for Shabbos by being malavid the Shabbos out with a new meal that you heated something up on Motzai Shabbos Chamin Upas Chama. That you dafka make paschama on Motzai Shabbos, and there are people that are makbid that dafka on Motzai Shabbos at the Malav Malka to have something that's warm, not just to have something, but to have hot food at their Malav Malka. Okay, so this discussion: which kind of paschama is unhealthy, and which kind of paschama is encouraged? Okay, new Mishnah. So now we transition from the discussion of Nidrei Zruzin to the second type of neder that we had mentioned in the beginning of the parak, and that is Nidrei Havai. So Nidrei Havai, what's an example of Nidrei Havai? It means a neder with an exaggeration. So Amar Konam im lo ri'isi b'derech hazeh ko'olim mitzrayim, that this kikar should be usher to me like a korban if I didn't see on this road 600,000 people like the Yotzei Mitzrayim, like the people who left Mitzrayim. The Yerushalmi raises the question, there's a bracha on seeing Ka'olim Mitzrayim. Are you so sure that it's an exaggeration? Chazal or Masak in a bracha, what do you do when you see 600,000 people? So how could it be if Chazal or Masak in a bracha that we view that as something impossible? There's no way anyone could see Ka'olim Mitzrayim. Then why is there a bracha? So Yerushalmi says you can't see them beri'iyah achas. It would take time to see Ka'olim Mitzrayim. And this person is saying, I saw it all at one shot. The Rashi, Nuka Yosef, put from a Ritva that the Yerushalmi does not mean to say that it's Nidrei Havai only when it's impossible to see. No, sometimes it's a Nidrei Havai just because it's an expression and we know you don't mean it. Meaning it might be possible, but it doesn't mean that it actually happened, because it's very, very rare. It's a bracha that none of us ever said, because you go to the Siyum HaShas and even that's only 100,000 Jews. It's not 600,000 Jews. So it never really materializes. The Taz in Yaradei and some Reish Lam Beis didn't have that Yerushalmi, or didn't see that Yerushalmi, asked the same kasha on his own. He asked the Yerushalmi's kasha, and he says that the reason this is impossible is because the person says Lo Ri'isi Baderech Hazeh, and we're looking at this road and it's like a little cul-de-sac, like there's no way there are every 600,000 people Baderech Hazeh. So that's what that's why it's something that's impossible. It's not that it's impossible to see 600,000 people, but Baderech Hazeh. Or another example of Nedra Vayim Lo Ri'isi Nachash Kikaris Beis Habad, that a person says I saw a snake. That's if I didn't see a snake, that's the shape of a Koras Beis Habad, which apparently is also impossible. So those are both Nidrei Havai, and they're not Chal. However, the reason they're not chal is different from each other. If you said kolim lo risi k'derech zeh ko'olim Mitzrayim, the Ran explains, since it's the derech of people to exaggerate and to refer to a large crowd as olim Mitzrayim, even though they know themselves that there weren't, that it wasn't that many people, so it could be that he saw an amrav and he was mekayim the tonight when he says ko'olim Mitzrayim, and the kikar does not become aser to him. Whereas if you say lo risi nachash karz be Sabbat, the heter is not because he's exaggerating, because it's not the derech of people to exaggerate in describing the shape of a snake. That's an unusual thing. The size of a snake, how close it got to you, I don't know, things like that. People might exaggerate, but describing the shape is not something that is prone to exaggeration. The reason is that if you really wanted to aser the kikar, you would have asered it without the tanai that has no mashmos to it. So clearly you're just trying to say something to be that will impress your friends. Your main point is not about the neder. The neder is a hechitimtza to be able to say, and I saw a snake and it looked like it. You're just trying to say something that sounds impressive. So it's not about exaggeration. It's about that the point of emphasis is not really the neder. The point of emphasis is that you're trying to impress. So Tana Nidre Evay Mutar and Shvus Evay Asurin. Our Girsa has a brisa that says that while our Mishnah says that Nidre Evay are Mutar, Shvus Evay are different. Shvus Evay are going to be Asur. And the Rishonim explained that even though Shvus Evay, you could say the same reasons of Heter, that it's an exaggeration or that he's just trying to impress his friend, we're more machmir by Shavuos than we are by Nedarim, because by Shavuos the Pasuk says Lo Yenaka. The Meiri says Shavuos is also more chamor because it's B'Shem. It's done B'Shem Hashem. The Sifri writes that the chiluk between Nedarim and Shavuos is that by Nedarim it's like you're Noder B'Chaye HaMelech. By Shavuos, it's like you're nishba in the Melech Atzmo, in the Melech himself, not just Bechaya Melech. And he says, even though there's no Raya Ledover, the Sifri says Zecha Ledover, that Chay Hashem v'chay Nafshech ime ezvecha. So the Eme Kanetziv, and Netziv wrote a commentary on the Sifri, he writes that nishba b'melech Atzmo means that you aser on yourself, because every person is a chelik elokami ma'al. So when you're machal the shvua, it's as if you were kofar in the melech itself. But a neder that's chal on an object is an object that's like a korban la'ashem, that's like a being noder b'chaye ha-melech, and not in the melech himself. So when you're mekayim the neder, you're machalal and mevaze the korban, which is the ma'achal of the melech, the korban of the melech, that which is meant to be given to the melech. That's how the Netziv explains that difference between a shvua and a neder, and that line of the Sefer, the difference between Chaye HaMelech versus Melech Atzmo. So anyway, the Gemara says, but what is a Shavuos Havai? What would it even look like? So Heichi Dami, what's the case of Shavuos Havai? Heichi Dami Shavuos Havai. So possibility number one, Ilema, Da Amar Shavua Im Lo Re'isi Badar Chazeh Medam Ka Amar. So you say Shavua Im Lo Re'isi Badar Chazeh Kali Mitzrayim, that's what a Shavuos Havai is, meaning what we call the Neder Havai. You just switch out the word Neder, the word Konam for the word Shavua. Does that mean anything? He's not saying anything. He's saying Lo Re'isi is a Lashon of Tanai. So since he's not answering anything through his Tanai, it's not a Lashon of a Shavua at all. So says Gemara Amar Abaye, a second possibility, that the Brisa that says a Shavua Savai is going to be Asr, to Amar Shavua Shara'isi, that I'm taking a Shavua that I saw Ka'ole Mitzrayim, or I'm taking a shvua that I saw a nachash that's kikoros beis abad. So since you're taking a shvua on something that cannot be, so then it's a shvua shav to say such a shvua. So amalei Rava says tabai im kain. If we're talking about a shvua that I saw kol Mitzrayim, it's pashut that it's aser to take such a shvua. Lamali Lameimar, why does the Brice have to tell me that a Shavuos Havai or Aser, meaning when we say Shavuos Havai or Aser, we mean that it's Aser to say those words. You're not allowed to take such a Shavua. Of course you're not allowed to take such a Shavua. It's a Shavuos Shav. Va'od Dumya Deneder Katani. And aside from that, when it says in the Brice, Shavuos Havai or Asuros, we're talking about Shavuos that are similar to Nidre Havai. By Nidre Havai, we're saying they're Mutzah, Shavuos Havai or Asuros. We're contrasting the two. But according to Abaye, the Shavua is not at all similar to the Neder, because by the Nidre Havai, you're asering something else, Bitoras Neder, on you, on the Tanai of having seen or not seen what you're claiming you saw. By the Shavuos Havai, you're not asering anything else on you. You're just taking a Shavua about having seen this or not seeing it. That doesn't parallel Neder at all. We're trying to contrast two different things that are supposed to be similar to each other, where just one is Belashon Shavua and the other one is Belashon Neder. So Rava says, no, the third possibility, Ella Amar Rava. But Omer, the case of Shavuos Havai is, a guy says, Ye Asru Peiros Ha'olam Alai B'Shavua, you're asking something else on yourself. You're asking Peiros Ha'olam Alai B'Shavua, Im Lo Re'isi B'Derech Hazeh, Ka'olim Mitzrayim. If I didn't see on this road the number of people like the Olim Mitzrayim. See, even though the Derech Ha'olam is referred to an Amrav, to a huge group of people as Olim Mitzrayim, because of the Chumrah of the Isra of Shavua, we asked the Peiros on him. So Amar Leh, so Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says to Ravashi, why does it say in the Brisa that someone who says, Ya'asru Peiros Amar Leh B'Shavua, Im Lo Re'isi B'Derech Hazeh Ka'olim Mitzrayim, it's the Peiros become Asr, V'dilma, Hai Gavra Kino Dushum Shemani Chaza Va'asik Lahon Shema Ole Mitzrayim. Maybe this person saw a giant colony of ants, and he referred to them as Ole Mitzrayim. He saw a bunch of ants walking on, in an area. So he said, oh, look at that. Those are little Ole Mitzrayim. So he meant to take a shvua that the peru should become asr on him if he didn't see that which these bugs that he would refer to as Ole Mitzrayim. Mishaper Mishtava, and if that's the case, he did see. He saw Ole Mitzrayim. Meaning, how do you know what language he's speaking? Maybe when he says the words Ole Mitzrayim, he doesn't mean what you think he means when he says Ole Mitzrayim. And therefore, the neder shouldn't be chal because he taka saw the Ole Mitzrayim. It's a question. This whole concept of Hawaii, exaggeration, is that just like a fancy way of saying a lie, right? Meaning, when do we assume that you're allowed to exaggerate and that you're not allowed to exaggerate? When do we just refer to it as sheker? Rabbi Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva that even a sheker that has no tzorach whatsoever is aser because the limdu lishonim daber sheker, that you teach yourself to speak sheker that way. So you're not supposed to say things that are not true, even if it's just stam an exaggeration just to make a point or whatever else. That's a major discussion. If a sheker has no victim, is there a problem with such a sheker? But we do have this concept that dibru chachamim b'lashon guzma or b'lashon havai, that sometimes the chachamim speak in exaggerated terms. So apparently sometimes you're allowed to speak in exaggerated terms. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up at the very top of Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful day. Good Shabbos.